Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I think no matter who I speak with on this program, whether it's a recording artist, an actor, whether I'm talking to an author, even an artist, I think the connecting theme for all of them have been that they've been able to discover what their passion is in life and definitely been able to go after it. It doesn't mean that every day is going to be easy. It doesn't mean that there aren't any challenges, but they do have a passion for what they want to do, and they've been able to find success at doing it. That is very true of our next guest. I'm really excited to welcome to our program today, Daniel Mazzoni. We're going to speak with him not only about his own love of the arts, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you, and I think what's more important, how he's been able to define the arts in his own terms. And he's been able to do that by being able to share his own passion in his own way. We'll talk to Daniel about that, as well as, of course, how you all can stay connected with him. Daniel, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, I thought about this when I was prepping for your segment, Daniel, that I think it's so easy for us to look at art and not realize not only, of course, the work that goes into it, but also the story behind it. And I think what is so great about your own personal story is that you are, I think, a great example for all of us. No matter what your passion might be, the important thing is to never let go of it. What has it been like for you, Daniel, to see not only the way that your work is resonating with people, but also your own personal journey as well?
Well, it's definitely been not an easy journey. I mean, you'll always have people that tell you that you can't do something or something's not possible. And especially being an artist, you know, you get a lot of people that will say, you know, something's difficult and, you know, you shouldn't bother and you should probably just stick with, you know, the cookie cutter stuff like, oh, you should try and be a lawyer or a doctor or get into finance, which is actually what I went to school for. And that's how I started. And I just wasn't very happy doing it. So I started this as a hobby, and, you know, my first piece ended up selling, and just by mistake, a friend of mine asked, you know, can I hang it in my restaurant? And I said, sure, you know, but, you know, I don't think people would buy it, but, you know, feel free to hang it. And it sold 4 days later. I think it was for like 14 grand or something, but right then that the feeling I had nothing to do with money. It was more the fact that I actually maybe had a chance to do something that I was very passionate about and that I loved, and all the feelings of, you know, those times where I thought maybe becoming an artist wasn't possible. It was just almost like the gates had opened, and I literally called into my work and I quit my job the next day. And I thought, oh man, what did I do? I can't believe I just quit my job. And it was very scary for me because, you know, you're not getting a check anymore. And, you know, maybe someone just bought it and it was by fluke. And then, lo and behold, a week later, I sold the last four pictures from other people that saw the other picture that I'd sold. And then it's never stopped ever since. And it's been an amazing journey. It's been very exciting, but it's a lot of work. And I would, you know, the only advice I would give is just keep going.
Right. Right. You know, I think what's so great, even about what you just shared there, Daniel, is that, you know, again, it's the process, right? It's, I mean, like you said, and I think for a lot of us artists, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, I think especially 10 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, you heard so much about the starving artist, because we do it so much because we love it. It's what we enjoy.
Right.
And the financial aspect is really a nice side benefit, but it's not necessarily the driving force for it. Do you think that also is what makes everything so personal for you? Because you realize it is more about the passion than anything else.
No, of course it is, 100%. I mean, I'm so passionate about it. The only part of the monetary part that I like about it is I can actually, you know, be able to survive and do something that I love every day. That's, I mean, or else the numbers don't really matter at the end of the day. It's just being able to express to the world what I've been holding in all these years where I thought I couldn't do it, or, you know, so now's my chance to really express all the things that I've gone through. I mean, I was homeless for 5 years, so I learned a lot about myself and the world and people and the way I saw stuff. So now is really my chance to really push all the feelings and thoughts that I had all those years and really get it out there. So now it's just very exciting for me because now I can actually do it, and it's really resonating with people, and that's exciting for me because I have a lot to share.
Right, you do. And I think that's the thing. You know, I want to talk about motivation for a moment, because I know one thing I noticed when I was prepping for your segment is that, I mean, the arts is something that you were around, your mother, of course, you know, having that passion for the arts and being able to showcase that.
Right.
How important was it for you, though, Daniel, because I know it's so easy for us to compare. I think, again, as I said earlier, I think for actors, recording artists, authors, we all have those people who will say, oh, well, this is just like, you know, this person, or you're going to be the next X, Y, or Z. How important has it been for you to make sure that Daniel is the one that is seen and felt in each and every piece?
Well, I mean, each piece has a story of not only my life, but also people that are in the pictures as well. So, I mean, that gives me the chance to really push that out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that has to be the important thing as well. I think, too, you know, to know the way that you work makes someone feel, that has to be a great thing. You mentioned, of course, you know, the piece and hanging, you're saying you don't know if anyone's going to want to buy it. And then, you know, there it is, it being sold, and the next piece is sold. I mean, you know, did it take you longer to believe in yourself, longer than it did for other people to believe in you?
You know what? The thing is, it's funny you say that, because when I first started, so I had sold the first few pieces, and I thought, okay, you know what? This is something I'm going to do. I'm going to give my heart and soul into it. I'm no word of a lie. I got rid of all the furniture in my condo, and I turned the whole place into a studio, and I said, I'm going to live, breathe, and eat my artwork. And I believed that I was going to try and be the best artist I could be, and the idea was for, you know, maybe one day I want to be in a museum. So I set the bar really high for myself, and I worked constantly, and I still do today, towards those goals. So I believed in myself from the beginning, because I knew it was possible, and I think anything you really believe is possible. You just have to put in the work in, and the biggest part is just believing in yourself, because if you don't believe something's going to happen and you don't picture it happening, I believe those things actually don't happen. So if you put your whole mind and soul into it and work really hard, anything is possible. Whether you're an artist or a singer or a writer, it's always all possible. So I think most of all, you always have to believe in yourself first before other people. Because people didn't believe when I first started doing artwork. Because I actually had no intention of selling it, but, you know, people had seen it and they liked it, and they said, oh, you know, just be careful, it's not a career. And I said, well, I'm actually not doing it as a career. I'm just doing it for fun. But you had all those people along the way while I was making it saying, oh, just in case you're thinking about it, don't bother. You know, it's really hard. I know so-and-so has tried and they've failed. But, you know, that was so-and-so. I said, you know what, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Wow, what a great thing. And I think that is something that can inspire other people as well, Daniel. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Daniel Mazzoni. He's an individual who's been able to share his love of the arts with all of us. And now, of course, we're able to benefit through his work, but also through his own personal story that he's sharing a piece of here. We're going to tell you all a little bit later how you can stay connected with Daniel. Daniel, I wanted to go back to that first piece, because this fascinates me a little bit. It kind of reminds me of something that I think about when it comes to an author who's a debut author and their first book becomes a New York Times bestseller. I mean, there's that exhilarating feeling of, oh, wow, and then there's that thing of, oh, wow, can I, you know, is that it? Or, you know, can I live up to that? You know, did that sale, did it not only keep you motivated, but did it also make you push yourself further?
It does, actually, because you have that first feeling of, wow, okay, this is possible. But then there's always the other feeling of, okay, it's one thing to get where you want to be, but it's another thing to stay on top of where you are or push yourself further. So I'm constantly, even today, finding new ways to make my work even more detailed, even more in depth, deeper and stronger, and always trying to push forward, because you know, you do hear a lot of stories of people that have been successful in any business, and sometimes people get too comfortable of where they are, and, you know, the hunger and the fight is not there. I think that's one thing. It's always important to make sure you don't fall off and you always stay connected and you're always pushing to make your work better and stronger and always, you know, on top of your game. I think it's always important.
Right.
For me.
I think it's harder.
It's always hard, yeah.
Yeah. You know, could you have imagined that, you know, and this goes to, of course, that talent and creativity and even, I guess, faith, you know, really has no boundaries, that the work that you were doing where you were located would be able to touch people, you know, outside of your city, outside of your state. And now, of course, because of the Internet and people being able to find out more information about you, Daniel, even around the world.
Right. I think it's brilliant. I mean, we now have the chance to see our favorite artists and what they're doing from across the planet, just on the Internet. And I think it's brilliant. I think people are getting better and better at artwork as well, because now we're inspired by so many things that we see, and it's easy to stay connected. And I think it's just a, it's a beautiful thing, because, you know, now there's the motivation of like, hey, this person's successful, maybe I can do it as well. So I think it's an amazing thing, the Internet.
So what is it that inspires you? I mean, we're at this moment, you know, I think, you know, probably every day is probably different, Daniel, but where do you find that you are able to discover the most inspiration?
I would say, I mean, it's not only my past and the things I've gone through, but it's everyday life and how people react to stuff. I make my work so detailed where, you know, if people walk past it, you have to stop and question what's in it and how it's made and that sort of thing, because I find everybody spends every day, you know, we're sort of in this, not sounds terrible, but we're in sort of this rat race where everybody wake up, I have to go to work, I have to go here, I have to go there, I have to do this, and all of a sudden it's time to go to bed, and before you know it, you're old. Nobody stops to enjoy anything or to question why things work a certain way, or to, you know, nobody wants to discover things. So I find through my artwork I want to be able, the fact that people have to stop and analyze it, I hope that teaches them to do that in their everyday life.
Right. I think that is it. And I think the other thing is, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because one of the challenges I have faced, and I've talked about it openly on this program this year, because I've been reading books about, you know, I try to appreciate the things that happen in life. I try to. But as you said, we all are always moving forward, and you, of course, you don't want to be stagnant and you know, stay on the past, because then you never get anything done. How do you balance it? How do you balance it for yourself, Daniel? You know, not appreciating what you have accomplished, but then, of course, being able to realize that your best days are still ahead.
You know what? I literally do artwork every day, but I always make sure to find time for myself to either, you know, read stuff or to travel to discover new things or just to talk to people I don't know or to learn something about them. And then, you know, through that, I learn a lot about, you know, more about how people think and how the world works and how people view things. And I think that's how I become a better artist, because just by learning so much more, I can make my works so much more in depth.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is it. Could you have imagined that your work would not only be something that people would want to hang, but that by looking at your work, and just by looking at you, Daniel, that it would inspire them themselves to try to be a better version of who they could be?
Yeah, it's so exciting. No, I would have never thought that. Until now, it's so exciting. Actually, a lady messaged me on Facebook the other day, and she said, "Oh, I heard you're coming to Florida next week. Do you think my two boys can meet you? One of them wants to be a photographer and the other is an artist. Maybe you could help them." And I said, "Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to meet them." And it's just stuff like that that just makes the whole thing really special.
Right. Yeah, it has to be a great thing. And I think, you know, I mean, what a great opportunity to be able to do what you love and then to know that other people are benefiting in so many different ways. And I think that is the thing. You know, I mentioned earlier, and you even talked about this as well, Daniel, you know, I think, you know, realizing the power of being an individual. I mean, do you find that becomes easier for you to realize the importance of your own personal power and making sure that that is what is coming across?
Absolutely. I think it's very important to be your individual and not to follow what everybody else is doing. And just, you know, you have to create your own path. I mean, it's always important to stay around people. I mean, actually, you know what? One piece of advice someone gave me once, they said, always surround yourself with people who are smarter than you or better than you or something. Never be afraid of it. And I just find that teaches you to become a better person and a better artist. And better to everything.
Yeah, better at everything. And I think that is the thing. I mean, to be a better person as a whole, I think, is a gift that all of us should want for ourselves. Again, everyone, Daniel Mazzoni has been our guest for this segment. We've been speaking with Daniel not only about his love of the arts, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Daniel, great conversation. How can our audience stay connected with you, Daniel, and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram at Daniel Mazzoni Arts, or you can just check me out at on Facebook. My website as well is DanielMazzoniArt.com.
Okay, so he's made it very easy for you all to stay connected with him, so definitely make sure you do so. Daniel, I know it's a busy time for you. Really appreciate the time, and look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to staying connected with you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Definitely want to thank our good friend, Zach Tepperman, of course, for setting up this conversation with us for today. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Daniel, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media links, so head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.